this thing work? Is that how it works? Okay, so so we're doing Sugya Nida. And the question, I guess, Nida Samach Gimel, Sugya Bevestos. So Vestos is basically if a woman has her period, I guess, three times in a row at a regular interval, which could be the different kinds of Vestos. Let's say every month, 3 months in a row, she sees Dam on the 15th during the day, 15th of the month. So then she's established, she's Kavua, it's called the Vestos Kavua. It's Vestos just means like a fixed cycle, or cycle. So it means she's Vestos Kavua, that she's going to see on the 15th. Okay, and that has nafkaminas. We'll talk about nafkaminas in a second. Okay, or if, let's say, every 20th day. Okay, it could be an interval. It could be a day. The first one is the day of the month. It could be an interval. Every 20th day, every 30th day, every 50th day, whatever. She sees Dam. That's also a Vestos. Okay? Okay. Now, what are the nafkaminas? So, the basic thing is like this, is that back in the beginning of the Mesachta, so you have a phenomenon is, so there's a two nafkaminas of Nida. One nafkamina is that Isser Biyot for her husband. And the second nafkamina is, Tyros, which is Tumah and Tyra. Right, and Nida is Tumah and Tyra.
No,
you're okay? Fine. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, so nafkamina vis-a-vis Tumah and Tyra. So she touches things when she's in Nida, so she makes them Tame, and right, whatever, nafkamina is a result from that. That's the Tyros. So the thing is, let's say a woman just sees Dam. Now she doesn't know when it actually came. Maybe she started bleeding this instant. Maybe she started bleeding an hour ago, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, 5 hours ago, 10 hours ago. I guess she knows if she the last time she checked, and women in the days of Tumah Tyra, the Mikdash, they check somewhat with some regularity. But so you know that when she it happens since the last time she checked, but you don't know when. So what about the Tumah Tyros, which she touched intervening, between the previous checking and now? So Minat Torah, the halacha is that they're tar. You assume it's called daya and shaitan, daya shaitan, daya like dayenu. It's enough shaitan for this moment. It's enough to be matame them from here on in. We assume if she would have come earlier, she would have noticed it earlier. So it came now. We assume it came, and that's when she's tame. So Minat Torah, everything's only tame from here on in. But there's a chumran drabanan. That you metame the stuff from the last time she checked, or within 24 hours, whatever it is. But there's a phenomenon of you go back, okay? You go back in time, okay?
You say moments?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a phenomenon that if a woman checks, if she's herself sees Dam, so we say that we have to assume or doubt that maybe she really started bleeding earlier. From the last time she checked, so anything which she touched in the interim between now, back going backwards till the last time she did a bedika and made sure that she wasn't bleeding, so we assume it's tame nida. So and then we were tame everything. Okay, that's a chumah. It's a darabana. But there are four women who we don't do that. Okay, four women who we say dayan shaitan means a tame from here on in. Okay, you don't have to project backwards and say she's tame from the last time she checked. And those are basically four women who have an assumption that they're not going to bleed. And since an assumption they're not going to bleed, when they do bleed, we only say from here on in. You don't say maybe they bled earlier because they don't bleed. Like, for instance, a pregnant woman is one of them. So in general, a pregnant woman doesn't have a period. So we don't say, if she saw it now, maybe it was an hour ago. No, it's like ein chabal chidusha, so to speak. It's like you only metame her from here on in. Or a katana. Someone who didn't yet have her period, or a kara, the menopause, doesn't have her period anymore. Or, relevant to us, is a woman who has Vestos Kavua. A woman who has Vestos Kavua means she has a fixed period that she always sees at a certain time. Okay? Let's say she sees the beginning of day 21. Let's say in the morning, day 21. So now let's say she sees day 21. Right? She sees day 21. First thing in the morning, she sees day 21. So now you don't say, oh, maybe her period came on day 20, and therefore maybe all the Tumah things which she touched on day 20 should be Tumah. Because no, with a Chazak, the assumption she's going to bleed on day 21. You don't have to say maybe she bled yesterday, because why should she bleed yesterday? That's not her Vestos. So her Vestos is to bleed on day 21. So you don't have to go back. Okay, you say one of the women who is a Vestos Kavua is Dayan Shaitan. You have a right to assume when she saw, is in line with her Vestos, in line with her cycle, that's when things are Tumah. Okay? Fine. So now the thing is like this. So let's look a little bit. So I've told you about a vessel of days. Okay, but there's really other kind of vessels. And so the Mishnah on Samachim Lamanal says, Kol isha sheyesh la vessels daya shaita. So anyone who has a vessel, so daya shaita. Daya shaita again means she's tameh from here on in. Ve'elohein avestos, what are the vestos? So it's going to introduce different bodily signals. Some women, I don't know if this occurs nowadays, but if certain, their body undergoes certain, let's say they start coughing or sneezing or yawning or stretching or certain cramps, that's something which exists nowadays, there's certain types of pain, or burping. Well, there are different various signs which are indicative that her body is underway. You know, the cycle is underway, and that's type of a vessel. That if she, let's say, sees 3 months in a row, that right when she starts getting this yawning fit, then she bleeds 10 minutes later, then that's the vessel. That's also kind of a vessel. So it has all these lists. Mefahekas, which is through a question what it means, but let's just learn it. Rashi, the Rashi, which they say means you stretch, when she stretches. Umateshas. So how does the Mara say that? Umateshas is sneezing. There's three different shatim, right? So it's a kol yozem in a garon. It's like a burp. Whatever they are, it doesn't really matter. Okay, the Rosh says they're all true. I mean, they're all valid signs. They're vitally signs. V'choshesh b'fri kresa, she has like a belly ache, g'shpul imeah, or lower belly. V'shofa'as. Okay, and then she bleeds. Or v'kamitz samam rasachazon b'so osachazon osa, she gets some sort of like goosebumps. Okay, and the Rama brings down, maybe she gets a headache, and there are all different kinds of things. V'chein kol kiyotze b'dan, anything like that. V'chol shekova shol shpamim hariz avesas. So she does this 3 times in a row, that's avesas. Okay? So far so good. Okay, so that's the type of avesas also. You have avesas that it's a certain day. Another avesas could be that she has a certain signal, a simen. The Rosh calls it a simen in her body, that her, it's a sign that her that she's about to have her period. Okay, and in the circumstances, so then we say that she's muchzak to see at that time, and it's going to have whatever nafkamina is. You know, if she sees at that time, you don't assume it was prior. Okay, so. And there's also a halacha, another halacha, when you have a vasas, is that there's an iser bia during that time. Because let's say a woman is assumed to see on day 21. So you're not allowed to be on day 21. After all, she's probably going to see. She's probably going to, you know, she's probably have a period. You're not allowed to be there in that time period. It's called the Choshashas. That's what it's called. Choshashas, Choshen, or Choshesh, that she's going to bleed during that time. Okay, so that's another nafkamina. Choshesh for the Vasas. Whatever the Ona is. It always goes by an Ona. An Ona means basically a day or a night. So the 21st, Vestos are specific to the Ona. They're not just the day, but they're the night of the 21st, day of the 21st. So during that Ona, when she's Ragil to see, when she has her vessels, you're not allowed to be, because it's a halacha v'zartim es b'nei shalmi to Muslim. You have to guard the Jewish people. It's a hiras from Tama. So the hiras is you have to be choshesh that she's going to have bia during the time of her during that interval of her vessels. Okay, so nesar bia. Okay, so now let's look at the Rosh. I mean, I want to look at the Rosh. I mean, the sugya I really want to do is the sugya in the next talmud. But I mean, I want to do the Rosh to ask a question. Okay, there's a problem in this Rosh. Okay, so the Rosh is on page 170, or good here. It starts at Pehe Amaralef, in the Dafei Rosh, whatever. Okay, so it's, I guess, V'chol Elu. Okay, it's 5 lines from the bottom on Pehe Amaralef in the Rosh. V'chol Elu Vestos de Gufa. So these vessels, the guf, don't have a fixed time. It's just whenever she yawns. When she gets, by the way, they say it doesn't mean one yawn. It's like a lot of yawns. An abnormal type of, it's like a fit of yawns or sneezes or whatever it is. Because otherwise everyone gets yawn. It's not yawns, you yawn a million times. But you always yawn. But it means it's like something abnormal. So these don't have to be on any fixed day. It's just that her cycle is that whenever she gets this yawning fit, she has a period. Okay? Aval ima you vestos de gufal itim yiduim. Let's say she has these, her cycle is now a combo, whereas she has these yawns on the 21st day of the month. Or a kir kagom, yosh chodesh, yosh chodesh, umasim yom, lasim yom. Kavala vestos lizman, mechlesh avestos. Okay, veinu chashash, elashneim biachad. So then there's a phenomenon where she could be a double, that she, every 21st day of the, every Rosh Chodesh that she yawns, then she gets a period, 3 times in a row. So then, if Rosh Chodesh comes along and she doesn't yawn, right, here, 1 second, here, let's read a little further, and then she's choshish, if that happens 3 times in a row, that she yawns on Rosh Chodesh and she gets a period, then she's choshish for the combo of those two. Okay, midi de'aveyam mekvitzos. Okay, so there's another case, if she jumps, sometimes like some sort of jumping or a fright or something would trigger it. So you can have similarly, if you have a vessel like, you have a vessel like that, every Rosh Chodesh that she jumps, she gets a period. So then she has a, then you're only choshish for the combo. Let's say the Rosh Chodesh comes, but she doesn't do the stretching. Or she stretches, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. She stretches on some random day. And you don't have to assume, you don't have to worry that maybe she's going to bleed. Because all she's mochsaki is that when she stretches on Rosh Chodesh, she's gonna have down. So if she doesn't stretch or if it's not Rosh Chodesh, then there's no, then she's just chazkastar like any other woman, right? You with me so far? V'cheina vesis eino ne'ekar, and there's a phenomenon of being oker vesis. So if a woman has a vesis that she bleeds on day 21. So if she's established her 3 times, then you assume that that's going to keep happening until you uproot it by 3 months in a row that she doesn't bleed on 21. That's how you call it akira sevasis. You have to uproot it. You have to create, so to speak, a chazaka that it's broken. Okay, so too here, so the only way to uproot it now is if there are 3 Rosh Chodeshes go by where she does stretch and yet she doesn't see. Because if you just have 3 Rosh Chodeshes go by and she doesn't stretch, that doesn't prove anything. And if she just stretches 3 times, that doesn't prove anything. The only way to uproot it is by the kamp. V'chein nami, kishigia oso yom apiyak. Okay? Oso yom apiyak. If that day comes along, right? Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh and she stretches. Right? So, tzarech lafresh mabayla kol ona. She has to be porish from her husband for that entire ona, kidin versus the amlechadayu. Okay, so then, so again, if she has a period that when she stretches on Rosh Chodesh she bleeds, so now if she stretches on Rosh Chodesh, so she's not allowed to have via with her husband for that entire day. Okay, for the entire day, which makes sense, right? But here's what makes it tricky right here. Aval vesa shel piyak lechudei. Let's say it's a vesa only of piyak. She only has to be choshish during the time of the piyak. So what does that mean? So that means, let's look at this Mishnah. I didn't read it, but I forgot about it. We could have read it first. But basically it means if a woman, so let's read the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah, we'll come back to this part of the Rosh. But this is the problem in the Rosh. So it's a Mishnah on Samachim Lamed Beis. So let's say she's accustomed to bleed. Let's say she has the stretching vasas. Okay? So she bleeds when she stretches. But let's say she stretches for 2 hours. That's the way it works. So if she's accustomed to seeing at the beginning of this stretching, right? Whatever the stretching means or whatever. But she's accustomed to seeing in the beginning. Then kolotorosh also besilcha vestos tmeos. So then, if she only finds that she had dam later, so that all the things which she touched from the beginning of that stretching fit are tame, because that's what she does. She bleeds at the beginning of the stretching thing, right? Let's say she's accustomed to bleeding at the end of the stretching fit. Then so then all the things that she touched in the middle of the vestos are tahar, because she's accustomed to bleeding in the end. So you don't have to worry about what at the beginning stuff, because that's not her vessus. Her vessus is only the end. So it means within the vessus of bleeding, within the vessus of stretching, it has specificity. You could have a woman who basically bleeds sometime during her stretching fit, or you could have someone who is specific. It's the beginning or the end, right? And the question is let's say, so if I'll ask you, let's say she bleeds at the end of the thing. So now she starts stretching. Let's say it's 2 hour stretching fit and she always bleeds at the end, right? So what would happen if now she has she starts a stretching fit? Is she allowed to be with her husband? It's the beginning of it. Yes. And that's the right thing. She is. Because her period is that she bleeds at the end of her stretches. not at the beginning, and this is the beginning. It's a 2-hour stretching fit. This is the beginning. How long is it going to take? She'll have bia, and then probably separate, and then she's not going to bleed till later. So she's muxlak. She only bleeds at the end. So when she has a vestus of the end of her stretching, she only has to be choshesh at the end. Or, for instance, if her vestus is the beginning of the stretching, so she's not allowed to be in the beginning of the stretching. Now, let's say her period doesn't come. So that's it. So then at the end of the stretching, she could have a bia. What's the problem? Because that's not when her period comes. She doesn't get that. You know, that she doesn't bleed at the end of stretching. She only bleeds at the beginning of stretching. So apparently it didn't come this month. Fine. So now I'll ask you, now is the question. Let's say she's milksuck, that she bleeds on, you know, she has a combo of SS. When she stretches on day 21, on Rosh Chodesh, let's say she bleeds, right? Now it's Rosh Chodesh and she starts stretching. So when is she not allowed to be with her husband? What would you say? At the beginning, or sometime during the stretching, right? But he says, no, she's also to be the entire day. The entire day.
The rush.
The rush. That's what the rush said. That's the problem. No, for no apparent reason, but that's what he says. He says, just like, he says, when that day comes, she has to serve her husband the entire ona, the entire 12-hour period, day or night. Kedin vesis liyam nechudayu, just like if her vesis was on Rosh Chodesh. She has to be separate for the entire Rosh Chodesh day. But the answer is, the question is, yeah, but that's true. If her period is Rosh Chodesh and she bleeds on Rosh Chodesh, fine. But here her period is Rosh Chodesh when she stretches. So now you should say, now it's a more specific vesis. So now she only has to be choshesh when she, during the stretching time. Or during the beginning of the stretching time, or during that, whatever it is. I mean, why all of a sudden, now that it's a combo, shouldn't you say that you only have to be choshesh during the stretching, or the beginning of the stretching? Why all of a sudden now does it get stretched the entire day? That's the problem. Yes, the Mishnah is only talking about, it's not talking about, where it's just a stretching vessel, and nothing to do with days. The Rosh is saying is, let's say the Zakiz is bringing up the idea of the combo, which he's generalizing from a combo of jumps and days, whatever. But there's a phenomenon like that. The Rosh is bringing it up. And the Rosh is saying, what happens if she has a Vesis, which is a combo, so then she has Vichoshes the entire time. But I'm saying, why is she Vichoshes the entire time? Shouldn't the same halacha apply? It's only during the time that she sees. Because that's sort of the principle. I'll take up another point. But it's a major problem. I mean, it's, Tawana, you read it, it just, if you're following the facts and you have the sufficient background and you read this problem, it's just a problem. It just doesn't really add up. He's saying it, but it just doesn't. There's no clear reason, rhyme or reason to why he's saying it. Yeah, okay. So, but I think Shlomo was right. So he's referencing, he's saying it works the same way as the Vestas of Yamim. So let's look into Vestas of Yamim a little bit. Right? I mean, that's the way to proceed here. We can't just sit back and think about the problem. He's telling you, one thing he does tell you, it's the same thing as if her vestus is on day on Rosh Chodesh. She has to be choshesh the whole day. So let's look at that. So that's really the second half of this Mishnah. Okay, the second half of the Mishnah we were just in the middle of reading. So that's not Kama Beis. So he says like this. So again, so the Tanakhama said, or whatever, the ratio of the Mishnah was saying is that if her vestus is stretching, beginning of stretching, she's choshesh the beginning, end of stretching, she's choshesh the end. You just go by what she's accustomed to. Okay? Now it says like this, Rabbi Yossi Omer. This is, again, the first wide line in the middle of the Mishnah on Sanhedrin Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Yamim Vesheos. Okay? Vestos. I don't know exactly how that reads, but Ha'yisa Lemuda Lios Roa Imane Tzachama. So the same thing that applies by the Vestos of stretching applies by the Vestos of Yamim and hours. If she's accustomed to seeing Imane Tzachama, she sees on the 21st at Hanetz. Ein asurelam Hanetz Achama. Then she's only asur at that time. Why should she be asur the whole 21? After all, she doesn't bleed the whole 21. She only bleeds on the Hanetz of 21. So the same way as by the stretching. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol yom shela. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That you have to be choshesh the entire day. You don't say that you could localize this idea of the beginning, the end, to the day. The day goes by the whole day. The whole ona. Not the whole day, the whole ona. The whole yom or the whole laila. Okay? But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees by the vestus of stretching that you could localize the beginning of stretching and the end of stretching. But by the day, you can't. Okay, by the day, you can't. Okay, so that's what we have to understand. The machlokes of machlokes. According to Rabbi Yossi, he says the same thing, that by the vestas, just like vestas of stretching, you go by when in the stretch should happen. So too by the vestas of the day, it goes by when in the day it happens. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when it comes to the day, you have to take the whole ona. You can't localize it. Okay? So let's look at the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara on this thing. But this is what I want to explain. I want to explain the machlokes about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And we all like Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing. And that's what the Rosh is referencing. Just like Vayona of the day, you have to be chosen the entire day, even though she's ruggled to see at a certain time within the day. So too, when it's the combo deal, that's also going to happen. All right, so hopefully if we understand this, we'll be able to then go to the Rosh. So let's put the Rosh on the side for a little bit and let's go, you know, try and understand this. Is there a question before we do the Gemara? Okay, so let's see. So the Gemara is like this. So some parts of the Gemara are relevant, others aren't. I'm just going to read through the whole Gemara and we'll pick out what's relevant. Okay. So this is Tana. Ketzad Amar Yosi Yamin Mishos Vestos. Okay, what does it mean? Let's give an example. Let's take an example. So it says like this. So she's accustomed to seeing on day 20 at 6 hours into the day. So if the beginning of the day comes, 20th day, and she still didn't get her period in the morning, first thing in the morning, she's also to have bia the entire first 6 hours of the day. Right? Did Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you go by the whole day. Rabbi Yossi, matir at sheshos. Right? Rabbi Yossi is matir until 6 hours, and he's choshish only that 6th hour. Okay, he's only choshish that 6 hours. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The morning, she's also right first thing in the morning. Rabbi Yossi says she's on the schnauz, first thing in the morning is fine, just that hour. Then Rabbi, right. V'choshashas, I'm sorry. Avru sheshos, it's a little rasa. Let's say the 6 hours pass and she didn't see. Asur l'shamish kol yom kulo, the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that she's still asur till the end of the day. Rabbi Yossi matir v'nuchal ma'ilo. So Rabbi Yossi matir is from Mechon onwards. Okay, after the whatever, the 6th hour, whatever, however you get the exact time. So this is basically saying this is machlokas. Okay, it's funny how it breaks it up. Tosis takes up why it breaks up into two parts, but the basic punchline is that Rabbi Yossi is only choshesh that hour, or whatever that you know time period, and Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh the entire ona. Right? Okay. Further. Hoysa lemuda v'atanya Rabbi Yehuda omer kala laila shala. Rabbi Yehuda says it's the whole Laila. If she sees that on Eitz HaChama, she has to be choshesh the entire night, not the entire day. So, lo kasha hadur gilaros betchilas imam hadushchil b'sof Laila. Okay, so it depends if she sees, if her period is, the Hanetz is like the border. So it depends. If it's right after Hanetz, then it's day. If it's right before, so then it's night. So that's just a matter of what the case is. So you just go by whatever ona she's accustomed to seeing in. Fine. Tani chada Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Osra lefnei Vesta umatira l'achar Vesta. So one Tana says that Rabbi Yehuda asers her before her Vestas, before the time where she's used to seeing matira l'achar Vesta, and mazra after. Tanida chasura l'achar Vesta matira lefnei Vesta. The other way learns the opposite. She's asers after and matir before. V'lo kasha hadur gila mechseh b'sof leil hadur gila mechseh tzchiles imam. So it depends. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is not a matter of before or after. He's just a matter of the entire ona. So if she's accustomed to seeing at the end of the night, so then it's going to be asur before it, because it's going to be asur the entire night. Right? If she's accustomed to seeing in the beginning of the morning, then he's going to asur her afterwards, because it's going to take the whole morning. So the principle is the same. The principle is what we already know, is that he basically says whatever ona she's accustomed to seeing in, that whole ona is asur. Okay? Fine. Amar Rava. Now this is the interesting part. This is probably which is a new part. Amar Rava halach gribiuda. Halach is like gribiuda. That's Rava. Okay, Rava. Umi Amar Rava hachi. Does Rava hold that? V'atanya v'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumosam. You have to guard the b'nei Yisrael against their tumos. Mikana Amar Rav Yirmiya. Whatever, Yoshi Rav Yirmiya. Yes, hara l'b'nei Yisrael sheyifrishu v'nishoseihem samach l'vastan. Right? So in Ashara, that women have to, B'nai Yisrael, have to separate from their wives close to their Vesas. Close to their Vesas. V'kama, and how long? What does it mean, close? Amar Rava. Change it to Rava. I think it's Rava, actually. Because the Gemara, you see, the Gemara goes with saying, You'll see. Okay, whatever. For now, let's leave it whoever it is. Ona. It's an ona. Okay, so it sounds, my lav ona achriti. Doesn't it sounds like it means, samach leveslin means not only do you have to be choshesh the day, but you have to be choshesh the day the night before, with an additional ona. So it says, lo, os ona. No, rather it means that ona. When it says that we choshesh samach leveslin, close to their veses, it doesn't mean close, means the day that they see and the previous ona. Rather, it means that day. So even though she sees it at hour six, only at that point, she has v'choshesh samach. Samach means the entire ona, which is basically like her biura. That is v'choshesh like her biura. That she's not allowed to have bia during the entire period, entire day that she's ragil to see in. Right, so if she sees in day six, in this 6 hours into day 21, she has to be v'choshesh. She can't have bia the entire day 21. And this is based on this pasuk, Asara b'nos Yisrael atvich poresh, and her husband, samach to the vesas. Samach to the vesas means during the entire time period of the vesas. Yes, this is like Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, it's another way of saying we go like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Why do you have to pass like Rabbi Yehuda two times? So Rava, the same Rava, that's why I think it's Rava, or whatever, it's the same thing. Tarti lamali. Why do we need to say the same thing twice, the same sock twice? Okay. Rashi says. So I don't know why they changed it to Rava, but what does Rava have to tell us both things? Same thing. He tells us he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and then he tells us, by the way, this Asara is only an Ona. We already know that he holds it's only that Ona because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So it says no. Di tricha. Di ashminan ha. Have iminan. If you just had the hour machloka, si paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That he has to be choshesh the entire day. Have him in hanim in the tyros. That's vis-a-vis tuma and tyra. Tuma and tyra is chamor. And I'd say that you have to be tame that all tyros during the entire 12-hour period because that's a separate chumra of tyros. But vis-a-vis eserbia, which isn't as chamor. It's not as chamor as tyros. Tyros is based on mikdash, right? Vis-a-vis the bia, you'd say no. There's no eserbia. But in the time during that exact hour, maybe he's going to hold like Rabbi Yossi. So just because he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is talking about Tyros, so you'd say that's a separate Chumrah vis-a-vis Tyros. It doesn't apply vis-a-vis your husband. So therefore, he has to teach you that we passing like him even by, we hold that even by Bia, it's the entire Ona. So now I would have the other way. V'imehahi, and if you only had the second one, havi amina samach levesta Ona achriti. K'mashmona osa Ona. So when it says samach levestan, you'd think it means it's an additional ona. So therefore, he's trying to teach you that no. Here Rashi says the ona achriti the investa biyom asura kol hayom v'chol halayla shelafanav Rabbi Yehuda lo asar alonos vesta. Right. So you'd think it means that you have to be choshesh. Samach levestan means an additional time period. Just give me 1 second. Right. And I think Sam is right. I mean, I think this is how the chashman works. I mean, whatever, you can work it out. But I think the pshat is the same as it is right. Is that if you just said Rava Amar Ona, if that's the only thing we knew about Rava, so then we'd say that it's Erbia for two time periods, two Onos before. Ona means an additional Ona. So it would be two periods beforehand. But since you see Rava Paskin, so we know Rava says Lachgar Yehuda by Tyros, which is Chamor, and he sees only one period, so he must be Ona here. It means the same thing. Right? So we need both the Rava's statements to end up showing you, first of all, it applies also by Bia, and also that when it says Ona, when Rava said Ona, the word brings down Rava's thing to show you that he really only means, show you the fact that it has Rabbi Yehuda also shows you that it's only that time period. Okay, fine. Fine. So why is this relevant? Why is this relevant? Okay, so I'll tell you why it's relevant. So what do I want to do? I want to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, right? Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, so Rabbi Yossi says you're only choshesh during that hour, right? You're only choshesh during that hour. Okay, so again, so Rabbi Yehuda holds you're choshesh the entire 12-hour period. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're only choshesh for that. For that hour, right? For that hour.
time during that.
Yes, Rosarioses hold. So this is the thing. It's like, see, you could argue. This is my point. Is you could try to say is that Rabiosi says the ona the period is specifically when is she accustomed to seeing that hour? So that makes sense. That's when she sees. Why should she question anything else? And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't buy that there's such a thing as an ona of an hour. There's no such thing as an ona for 1 hour. Right? The ona has to be tofes an entire period. You could learn that way, right? You could have learned that way. Why can't you learn that way? Yeah, so I'll tell you the problem. It's a pshat problem. I'll tell you the problem is. The problem is that you see the Gemara was willing to entertain that Rabbi Yehuda only said is that only said his chonot thing vis-a-vis Tyros. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda had a possibility to say that vis-a-vis Bia, really, you'd only be choshesh that hour. But vis-a-vis Tyros, you have to be choshesh for the whole day. So if that, let's say that were the possibility. So then you can't say that it's because he doesn't recognize such a thing as a vestus of an hour, because you see vis-a-vis Bisser Bia, he recognizes it. Right? So just because you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda says it vis-a-vis, if the svar of Rabbi Yehuda is that there's no such thing as a vesas of an hour, so then just tell me Rava says the halachas of Rabbi Yehuda, which means there's no such thing as a vesas of an hour, and then we know it by Bia. You don't tell me what he holds by Bia, there's no such thing as that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's whole svar. His whole svar is no such thing as a vesas of an hour. So how could you think now when it comes to Bisser Bia by Osman, now you're going to say, oh, by the way, it's only a vesas for an hour. No such thing as that. That's all very machlokas. Is there such a thing as the rest of an hour? It has to be an entire time period. But you see that the Gemara was willing to entertain that as a possibility. So you see that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in theory that there is such a thing as the vases of the hour. It's just that he holds that you have to be the chumra of Tyros extends for the entire yom, entire ona. And not only that, by Bia also, these are the mitamosam, that had to be poresh samach levestan. That's what it means. The vestas is that hour. But you have to be iser Bia samach levestan, which means the vestas is the hour, which he recognizes, Rabbi Yehuda recognizes. But he just says iser Bia is even samach levestan, means the entire ona, the entire 12-hour period in which that hour finds itself. Right? So that's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is not, he's not being mechadesh, or he's not arguing that there is such a thing as a vases of that hour. He's just saying is that vis-a-vis Tyros and vis-a-vis Bia, you have to be choshesh for the entire ona. And Rabbi Yossi says, nah, why should I have to be choshesh any more than the hour? Which is a funny machlokas. Doesn't help. Makes it kind of ugly. The question is, are they choshesh or they're not choshesh? But I think, I mean, unless this is some move you can make, I mean, I'm not saying this in part of the, I'm not saying you can't argue on any step that I'm doing here. Maybe there's some contrived way you could work out to the Mechalik, but maybe you could. I mean, I'm calling it contrived because I haven't really worked for a long time to work, make it make sense. But there, you could say, I'm not, you know, you could try to think along this path. But the simple way of learning is that that's, you see. And when you read Rabbi Yossi, I think it makes sense anyways. You read Rabbi Yehuda, Samach Levestan, there's to be Choshesh, Samach Levestan. And Samach Levestan means the entire ona. So if he holds the whole idea of an ona, the vestas is the ona, why are you calling that samach levestan? Samach levestan, it's not samach, it is the ona, that is the vestas. But Elamai, no, he learns the vestas is the hour. And the poresh samach levestan means the entire ona. I mean, maybe if you would have said it's two onas, that could have been that way. That the ona is, you could have learned that way. That the ona is the whole, the vestas is the whole ona, and then samach means an additional ona. But the bottom line is the way it's working out is that it seems that he has. So the way I'm learning the facts are everyone agrees that the Vesas is, there's such a thing as the Vesas of an hour. There's such a thing as a woman who sees her period on the sixth hour on Rosh Chodesh. Definitely, there's such a thing as that. And that's a Vesas. The question is, what's the Nafkamina? Vis-a-vis Tyros, vis-a-vis Yisr Bia from her husband, is she Usr the entire period, the entire day? Even though our vestas is only 6 hours, but are you choshesh to be the entire time? And vis-a-vis to Mantaira the entire time? Would you say no? That, look, that's when a period is. Why should I be choshesh anything more than that time? Oh, and by the way, everyone agrees by a vestas of stretching, there's no additional thing. If she stretches, if she sees her period at the beginning of the stretching, that's it. There's no chumrah to go by the end of the stretching. It's a chumrah here. That you go by Tyros and Vizvibia the entire yom. Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that chumrah by stretching. If she sees the beginning of stretching, that's it. If she sees the end of stretching, that's it. No extensions. Okay. Something like this. So let's just take the basic period, forgetting about anything fancy, is a certain ona. Okay, it's a given ona. And let me explain what I mean. It's like, let's say, the normal case is not that a woman sees exactly a chatzos on a day. There's an idea. She sees on day 21. When? I don't know. The day of 21. Sometimes it's 7 o'clock, sometimes at 8 o'clock, sometimes at 4 o'clock, whatever it is. That's the idea. And you don't say, let's say she sees at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then 7 o'clock in the afternoon, right? She gets late, and then 10 in the morning. You say, oh, that's not a Vesas, because they're all different times. You say, no, that's not true. That is a Vesas. That's a Vesas of 21. Right? Let's say she sees day 21, night 21, day 21. Is that a Vesas? You don't know. Unless you know. It isn't. Vestas has to be Vestos. When you calculate Vestos, it always goes by the ona. There's no such thing. She sees sometime on 21, night or day. That's open halacha. It always is tophase the ona. Periods don't go by 24-hour periods. They go by 12-hour periods. And that's regular means to the 24-hour, but to the 12 hours month. Okay? That's what I'm saying, is the basic ona. Is the basic Vesas is ona specific. Okay? So far, so good?
You're saying that's because of nature?
I don't know why. Yeah, maybe. I'm just deducing what the halacha is. But I don't know why. Yeah, whatever. That has to be something. I'm saying that's the basic thing. Yeah, maybe because that's the way nature works. That's the way a normal, regular woman, regular means she's regular within a certain day, a certain night. Nature, psychology, biology, whatever it is. But that's halachically the result. Okay? The result is there's no such thing as an ona of 24-hour period. And you don't demand the specific hour. So you see what results is that the basic ona is the ona. Okay? Now you have a phenomenon of a vesas, which is tophase a particular hour. Okay? A vesas of six. Sixth hour on day 21. Everyone's agreeing there is such a thing. Okay? Rabbi Yossi certainly, and what we deduced before, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees. There's such a thing as a vesas of the sixth hour of 21. How do you understand that? Okay, there's two ways to conceptualize that ona, that vesas. You could say this is a new kind of a vesas, a brand new vesas. It's a vesas of the sixth hour of the 21st day of the month. Okay? That's a vesas. It's a new thing. It's not a vesas of the ona. It's a vesas of the sixth hour, 6 o'clock on day 21. Whatever. Well, on your show is 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock on day 21. Or you could learn, no. It's really a vesas of the ona. The 21st day. But when you have a vesas of an ona, the vesas of an ona comes in two forms. A time-specific form and a time-unspecific form. There's a vesas of 21, which happens at randomly within 21, and then there's a vesas of 21, which so to speak, narrows itself down and only occurs at a specific time on 21. But conceptually, there's no new kind of a vesas. The basic vesas is a vesas of an ona, and this is also a vesas of an ona. It just has a feature of time specific. Again, whereas the other way is, it's not a vesas of an ona. It's a new, brand new kind of a vesas. A vesas of the sixth hour of day 21. You follow me? Those are two different conceptual ideas. You have to hear the idea. Okay. Okay, now what? Okay. Now, there's a given is like this. Is that now you have one given, which is that both by Tyros and by Nida and by Isrbia, there's a halacha of choshishin, of a chumrah. If he's by Tyros, we're always, there's a chumrah of Tyros. We're always choshish for Tyros. It's a chumrah of Mikdash and Kedusha and all that. And there's a halacha of Yizhar Tzimtzum and Tumosam. It should be Porish Samach Levastan. There's an idea of a Zahiros by Yisrbiyah, of Nida. And the Zehiros basically extends the chashash beyond the, if possible, it extends the chashash. It extends the chashash. Let me see what I mean. If you say, you don't say, if our period is 21, you don't say choshesh on 20. Because that, there's nothing to do with the process. It's totally not shayach. Her vessel has zero to do with day 20. If her vessel is the day of the 21st, you don't say bichosh is the night of the 21st, because the night of the 21st has zero to do with her vessel. There's no shaychus to her vessel. But if you say her vessel is a 21 vessel, day 21 vessel, even if it's of the specificity type, time specific type, but the nature of the vessel is day 21, right? Then you say, and this is what Rabbi Yehuda learns, that we're choshesh for the entire ona. Since it is a vessel of the ona, which naturally involves the whole ona, but it's time specific. So even though intrinsically it's time specific, but that's the halacha of Yizatos Pnei Shomim Timosam, and that's the halacha of Chumra of Tyros, is that you're choshesh samach levaslan. That the entire time period, since it is an ona of, it is a vessel of the ona, and the ona, the entire day is related to the vessels because it's a vessels of the entire day. It's just that it has specificity within it. So the chumrah is that you're choshesh samach levaslan. You're choshesh for the entire ona. But if you learn, Rabbi Yossi learns that the nature of this is a vessels has nothing to do with the ona. It's a new vessels called a period a woman who sees in the sixth hour on day 21. So the fifth and the fourth and third hour of day 21 have nothing to do with her vessels. Just like a woman's vessels is 21, day 20 has nothing to do with her vessels. It says you can't be choshish for that. There's no shaychus to that. Her vessels has nothing to do with that. So if her vessels is hour six of day 21, a brand new vessels, nothing to do with an ona at all, so you can't be choshish for the whole ona because the whole ona has nothing to do with her vessels. Just like you can't be choshish ordinarily to the day before. The hour before is like the day before, because her vessels is the vessels of that hour. So there's no sense of being choshesh. So it turns out that whether if you learn that it's really an ona of the vessels with specificity, then it's shayach to be machmir. If you learn that it's a vessels of that minute, of that hour, then there's no shayach to be machmir. So it's not a question of who wants to be more chamor. That's what it sounds like in the fact. Rabbi Yehuda is very machmir, Rabbi Machmir, and Rabbi Yossi is kind of mekel. Right, but I'm saying that results, they both agree you'd like to be machmir, but it's if your structure lends itself to the chumrah, then you're machmir. If your structure doesn't lend itself to it, so then you're not. You with me? The ona is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only an ona of day 21. There's no ona of sixth hour. There's an ona of day 21. But it comes in a brand which is time and not specific. And the halacha is since it's time specific, so intrinsically, you only have to worry about it when it during that time of the ona, because it's time specific. There's a chumrah to be choshish for the entire thing, but since there is such a thing as a time specificity within the ona, so therefore intrinsically you wouldn't have to worry about the other times, because this is a time specific thing. It's an ona of 21 which has time specificity. So why should I worry about the other times? Intrinsically, I wouldn't have to, but it's a chumrah that you have to. Okay, so now the question is, everyone I think agrees, and this is, maybe we could explain a little bit, but when it comes to a vessas of pihuk, vessas de gufa, then there's a vessas of tchilas pihuk, there's no idea of like ona. Ona is a phenomenon. But pihuk is, there's a new idea that vestos can be tofes certain events in our body. Now, the event could be the entire pihuk, some time within the stretching. Another woman could have an event of Tchilas Pihuk. Another woman could have an event of Azov Pihuk. And those are three separate vestas. So even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree, if our thing is Tchilas Pihuk, then that's our thing. What are you going to tell? It's not a subcase of the whole Pihuk. The whole thing, this is a new thing that women have certain weird kinds of things which they have. And every woman has their own thing. See, it's not like Ona. Ona is a standardized thing. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ona is Ona, and you don't have further specificity than Ona. Ona is the basic unit. But there's no basic unit of the two-hour piyuk fit. That some woman may have the some random point in the two-hour piyuk fit. That's for that woman, that's fine. So she has to be choshesh the whole piyuk. If you're a beginning of a piyuk woman, then that's your thing. Why would you be choshesh afterwards? There's no room to be choshesh afterwards because it has nothing to do with your thing. It's true you're still doing piyuk, but you don't have the, you don't see during the end of the piyuk. And so everyone agrees. That's the same. If you don't really agree vis-a-vis piyuk, that there's no idea of stretching. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying logically it would be impossible to say such a thing. I mean, I happen to think this is, it's smoother to say this way. You could have learned there's such a thing as, just like the chafetz of an ona, there's a chafetz of a piyuk, and now this woman who sees the beginning of the piyuk is a specificity within the piyuk. But that's so funny, I mean, it's so funny, because yom, ona, is a normal thing. But piyuk itself, these things are new creations of a particular woman. So why are you saying a woman who has a v'tchil's piyuk, what does she have to do with the rest of the piyuk? Her piyuk has nothing to do with that. Okay. Now let's take our case of the Rosh. Okay, so the Rosh's case is you have a woman whose period is day 21 during piyuk. Okay, she is piyuk during its combo vases. Right? So the thing the Rosh is saying So we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that shut right off Rabbi Yehuda, Rava. That so when you have a vesis of the ona, ona is the basic vesis, and even if you see at hour 6, it's just a specificity within the vesis of the ona of day 21, right? And therefore, you have to be choshesh for the whole thing because we have to say something awesome. So now he's going to hold what happens now when you have a combo vesis. So a combo vesis is also not a new kind of a vesis of pihuk on 21. Rather, it's a vesis of 21. With specificity to when she's doing piyuk, right? And since that's the case, so now the choshesh is going to naturally fill out the holona, just like it does, exactly what Rosh said, just like it does by the shows, if she sees on day 6. It's going to be the same thing. So I don't care if she's the beginning of the piyuk, end of the piyuk, it's not relevant, because now her vestis is not just a vestis of piyuk, it's really a vestis of ona, which is specific. Not time specific, but it's action specific. It's Simon Gufa specific. Right? It's tied in when on 21, when she stretches on 21. And if she doesn't stretch on 21, then it's not the vasus. But if she does stretch, it is a vasus. But now intrinsically you could say, oh, so she's only gonna see when she stretches. Which is true, just like she's only gonna see on hour 6. But since Rebuta's idea is that these are there's a specificity within the vases of 21, and he holds v'izartem, and Chumra of Tyros is that we're choshesh for the entire vases, since the ona is part of the vases, and it makes sense that you extend it to the entire vases, so the same is going to be the case here. So that's what he means. So it follows very nicely. Right? It's not even a question anymore. You wonder what the question was, right? And this is what you were saying, right? You were saying, maybe you have to look there and see how that works. But once you understand it, it's not even a question anymore. That's a havimina. I mean, it would seem the havimina of ona achriti is that the halacha v'hizartem could burst beyond the vesas itself and say, I'm choshesh, even though the vesas is the 21 day, but where Kali Shul is all here to even go beyond that. But that's the Gemara showing you that's not true. That's why you need another case to tell you that's not the concept of Vizartim. The concept of Vizartim is not ideas that go beyond the other Vesas. But it means if the Vesas is a type, is time specific, we don't rely on the time specificity of the owner, but we go the entire time period. but that's, I know, it's a little funny that that's what it's teaching you. It's a kind of a rare kind of a case. Seems not. I mean, Rabbi Yossi doesn't have it. Look, it could be the plain meaning of the pasuk. I mean, I don't know if this is a plain pshat of the pasuk altogether. So I'm just talking about some simple pshat that means is, it doesn't mean separate heroes. It means be careful about the basic halachas. It could be that the basic halacha, the simple reference could be, the plain pshat could be that if, I don't know, plain, there's plain pshat and then there's the simple halacha that you can learn is that if her vesis is 21, then don't have beer during that time period because she's muslik that she's going to see that. I don't know if you really need, I mean, that's the idea. That's just a plain halacha. He says, it's wrong. It's a Muslim. She's muslik to see on this day. So don't have bia on this day. But that's not a chumrah. That's like the basic halacha. That she has a chazaka that she's going to see today. So you're not allowed to have bia. It's like, but I mean, I guess in theory that comes from Vizartem because she's not a nida now. So there's no iser bia of nida. So that's the din of a Vizartem. But Rabbi Yehuda is learning of the samach levastan. That's not Vizartem Israel. You know, he's even saying bevestan. That's bevestan. If her period is day 21 and you ought to be on day 21, she's just called chazaka, she's going to see today. So that's being poresh during their vasas. But samach levestan is Rabbi Yehuda's, is the chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Only makes sense in this case, where there's an idea of samach, which means that ona. But if it's that ona, that's not a chomra. I mean, that's not. It could be it's included in that idea. That is the. But if her ona, that's what I'm saying. If her ona is the entire vasas, I wouldn't call that samach levestan. That is bivastan, bishas vastan. So samach levestan means her vasas really is specific, and now we're being choshesh samach to that, which means for the alona.